Francesca Rudkin is in. Kia ora, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Let's start off with Black Panther.
The world is changing. Soon, there will only be the conquered and the conquerors. You are a good man with a good heart. And it's hard for a good man to be a king.
Lot of hype.
Yeah, well, do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, sort of nearer release. There hasn't, I think a lot of people might be surprised that this film's even been made have been made. I didn't think there was a lot of hype sort of leading up to it. I think just as it's been released, it's
everyone's gotten very excited. Yeah, I guess for a Marvel film, it's not that hypey.
No. So,
yeah.
And I think regardless of what you think about this film, it's most definitely a statement piece.
Yeah.
And the first few days after seeing it, you know, I was thinking about it as a superhero film because, of course, that is what it is. It's Marvel's 18th adaptation. It is a big budget, glossy slice of entertainment. And on that level, it's pretty impressive. But what has stayed with me is how outrageously this film bucks the trend and that it has taken until 2018 for a film to do that. So we've had sort of superheroes or anti-heroes like Spawn and Blade before who are black heroes. But this is the first time that we've had a superhero film which is filled with pretty much almost a black cast. So apart from the Hobbit gang of Andy Serkis and Martin Freeman, the rest of the cast is entirely black. And it's also directed by an African-American director, Ryan Coogler, who also is responsible for a film called Creed. And that is pretty awesome. And not only that, but it features a whole lot of very strong, smart, sassy women in the co-starring roles who almost kind of take over this film.
Yeah.
So the film itself, the story itself picks up after T'Challa's father is killed in the terrorist attack in Captain America Civil War. So we have seen him before. We've seen Black Panther before in these in Marvel adaptations. And so he becomes king. He returns to his homeland of Wakanda in Africa. And this is a country which the world sees as a third world typical African country. But in fact, and here's where this cool sort of sci-fi fantasy element comes in, that is actually a holograph, which is kind of the country is actually protected by this sort of holograph. And with inside this jungle is actually this very sophisticated, high-tech, advanced country. And it's all thanks to this very rare resource called vibrarium.
Vibrarium.
Can't say it. Anyway,
a very rare
it's
resource.
Very important.
Yeah.
And this is also what powers Black Panther, and the king is Black Panther. Look, it's just cool.
Yeah.
It's just really cool. It's filled with this great backstories and interesting characters. In a way, it feels a bit like an origins film. We're meeting this Black Panther and he has to deal with, bad decisions from the past and people challenging his throne, as well as the fact that some of this resource has got out into the real world. And of course, the country doesn't want everybody to get their hands on it because it's a very powerful weapon. And the film, interestingly, tosses around the idea of have they done the right thing by protecting and keeping this very powerful resource to themselves and not sharing it with other African Americans around the world. So that's, you know, there are some kind of deep questions involved in here. But look, at the end of the day, it delivers a lot. It delivers action, adventure. It's a coming of age story. There's this touch of sci-fi. There's lots of geopolitics involved. There's family drama. It's all there. I personally thought at times the narrative was a little bit clunky and that the time shifts were a little bit clunky. And that Chadwick Boseman, who plays the Black Panther, as I mentioned, almost got sort of overwhelmed trumped by his phenomenal female cast. But as my 11-year-old son said when he walked out, awesome.
So I
gave it 4 out of 5.
Oh, nice. 4 out of 5 for Black Panther. Next up we have Lady Bird.
I hate California. I want to go to the East Coast.
I want to go where culture is, like
how
New
in the
York,
world did I raise such
or at least
snob.
Connecticut or New Hampshire, where writers live in the
get
woods.
Get into those schools anyway.
Mom,
you should just go to City College. You know, with your work ethic, just go to City College and then to jail and then back to City College and then maybe you'd learn to pull yourself up and not expect everybody to do everything.
I like the sound of that.
Do you know what? I have been waiting for this film ever since I fell in love with the actress Greta Gerwig in a film called Greenberg, which I think was released in 2010. And her performance in a film called Frances Ha, which she also co-wrote, is one of my favourite performances. I just
did you like Frances Ha?
I did. I adored her.
That annoyed me, but okay.
I can see how, yes.
Yeah. No, right. That's not, okay,
please
anyway.
Don't put her on the list with Meryl Streep.
I won't.
Thank you. Thank
Meryl Streep also annoys me.
I know.
But, yeah.
Very much.
Yeah.
So this film has been released and Greta Gerwig has now become only the fifth woman ever to be nominated for a Best Director Oscar. The film has received 5 Oscars for Best Original Screenplay, Director, Best Picture and Lead Actress for Saoirse Ronan and also Supporting Actress for Laurie Metcalf. And these two actresses play mother and daughter. And that is what this film is. It is a personal, tender, witty as beautifully observed coming of age story. It's kind of a tribute to that mother-daughter relationship. It's that point where this young girl's in her last year at school. She's, you know, moving on with her life. It's mother and daughter just adjusting to this change. And as I say, Greta Gerwig has this wonderful sense of humor and her characters are always just a little goofy and she has, and always very charming. I find as an actress and the films that she writes, she has this sort of life-affirming optimism.
Yeah.
And that's what I loved about Frances Ha. It didn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter how flawed her characters are. At the end of the day, you know, she truly believes in them.
Yeah.
And they're going to be okay. And I love that. I really enjoyed this film. I gave it 4 out of 5.